You want the kind of life you want to give your children. So take this into consideration and stop sizing people up based on physique and all of that. Yes, beauty is good. Charm, it's okay. Six packs is good. But that six packs man may grow pot tummy, pot belly tomorrow. That lady that is like an angel that got missing from heaven may send you to an early grave. I'm not saying beauty is not good. Hey, it's good. But I think that you should slow down and promise yourself that you raise a family that in the midst of the confusion and chaos in the world, you are so stand out. And remember, don't place more emphasis on work, business, and all that. Remember, nobody will remember you relatively towards your work achievement and all that more than family. It's the children that carry their legacy. So much to say in one day.
Omakati, from a woman's perspective, right, in a marriage, what do they value the most?
Transparency, honesty, truthfulness, faithfulness.
That's more than what I expected. You've said more. You've said like four or five. I was expecting like out of all of that, which one thing?
Those four is only one.
Uh-huh.
It's only one. I use four words to describe one thing. Transparency and honesty. Faithfulness is one thing that you are faithful to me. You are not cheating.
I see.
Except the woman didn't love you. He has somebody outside and is only siphoning from you to fix the one she's interested in.
You've been married for 33 years plus. What is one hack in your marriage that you can give it to us as an advice?
I would say, sit down and come up with a blueprint before engaging of how you want your marriage to look like. Have a manifesto, have a document, a working document that you can refer to in the journey of your marriage.
But like more than 3 decades, doesn't it change over time?
It will change, but you take into consideration the different seasons. But at least there should be something that sets you off. It will not change to the magnitude of scuttling how you started. If the foundations be, what is the foundation of this? Where are we going? Okay, so from day one, I would have wished somebody probably helped me when I started, or my husband helped us. The best question that should have been asked by such a person that I would have so valued all through life would have been to say to us, write down your achievement in the next 10 years of your marriage, where you will want to see your marriage on your 10th anniversary, and make it holistic, put it topical. Finances, children's upbringing, career-wise, spirituality, sex, everything. How would you want to evaluate at the end of 10 years? What will you look back on and say, wow, we made it? And there is a blueprint that you go back to check on.
So like, out of...
Don't marry blindly. That's just the word.
Yeah.
Don't marry blindly. Yeah. Don't just say it will work if it will work. And then no. And then also, for women, date night, spending quality time makes so much meaning to a woman. They want a man whose presence they can feel. Present.
Before I ask this question, I'm of the view that most women choose men that they can allow themselves to respect, right? I actually heard a woman say this some time back, and every time I speak to, you know, a person who is married, especially from a woman's point of view, I figure out that the longevity of the marriage as well has also got to do with the fact that, you know, they respect their husbands. As a matter of fact, they've chosen to do life with somebody that they can allow themselves to respect. Because, you know, like, men don't like disrespect. I'm sure, I mean, women don't like disrespect either. But a man really values being respected. So I'm seeing that, you know, most women who have stayed married, they generally choose men that they can allow themselves to respect, or they can respect, you know.
I say to every woman that crosses my path, never, in capital letters, marry a man you cannot respect.
Yeah.
Because a man is wired for respect. Not because women should not be respected, but the love language, the greatest desire of every man is to respect them, protect their ego. So a woman that wants to front it out there and then want to challenge a man, no man wants to marry another man.
You're going to have to elaborate on that because that's such a powerful point.
You see, we are wired as women to be intuitive. Men are logical. So your intuitiveness should be mixed with humility, kind of.
Okay.
Because a man doesn't want his woman to challenge. You may have a point to make, but don't challenge because of the wiring. They are wired for headship, for leadership. But that doesn't also permit men to be abusive, no. But every woman should realize that respect. You can say good morning, and it means good morning. You can also say good morning, it means disrespect. The tone. So if a woman is to have their marriage work and to have the man feel like the man in the home, give that man respect. Sometimes the man may not probably, in some people's, on the, you know, whatever, they will say, does he deserve to be respected?
So like, 25 years doing this, you've seen a lot of couples, you know, people who are single as well. Fundamentally, are marriages getting better or getting worse?
It's not really getting better. The older generation had a level of tolerance that the younger generation doesn't have. The younger generation are not ready to put in so much.
I mean, I just love the way you said it, right? You really summed it up as intentionality and being tolerant is one of the ways to stay married. But then also younger people ask the question, well, you know, you can have both, but then if I'm not happy, I'm not staying.
That's the thing. That's the thing. Happiness is not a gift that comes in a platter of gold. You work some things out. There should be a threshold of patience that is brought in.
Yeah.
Because you've got to understand that you are both coming from different places.
Yeah.
And so what will make for happiness may require that you put in a little work and get to understand yourselves better. But also come in with the mindset that we're going to work this thing out. And it's always important to, probably from the onset, have a marital coach, have a relationship coach. Why will a footballer, why will a football team go hire a coach when all the people are talented in the field?
Yeah.
Why? Sometimes probably we think we know too much. So, happiness, yes. If there's no happiness, we walk out. I hear that a lot.
Yeah.
If everybody's working out, what will be left of this institution?
And the other thing as well is, in your over, you know, 30 decades of staying married, and I like to use the word staying, because, you know, it's a lot of effort for some people, you know, to be married for that long. What's usually the cycle? You know, like this 33 years you've done, what's the cycle that, you know, the marriage has gone through? In a sense that, okay, when we started, it was a bit like this. In the, you know, when in the middle, it becomes a bit like this. And because even me at 8 years, I have already seen, you know, like it's not a straight line, isn't it? I mean, I'm very happy. You know, and I suppose my wife is very happy as well. You still see changes, especially, you know, when kids come in, you know, how to raise their kids. You know, they might listen to one person more than the other. And you know, the other person may feel like safe. Their word is not really getting through, how to really balance that. But for me, my hack has always been, you know, counsel before a problem, right? So that's always been my hack. We have several counselors. Most of them anonymous online. So it really gives us experience before we have any issues. But yeah, what's been the
early years? Sometimes it's very challenging for me, early years. And I wrote a book, Secret to Surviving Your Early Years of Marriage.
Okay.
Because the early years is saddled with a lot of expectations that probably you came in with, and then they are smashed. So for me, the early years was a bit very challenging. It was a bit very challenging, coupled with raising children.
Mm.
And, you know, I have a husband that is extremely intelligent, hardworking, and out there achieving so much. So he wasn't really available. And we hadn't planned for the lack of availability. So the challenge was in 7 years with 4 children as at that time. So it was a bit challenging. But then we settled in. We understood ourselves. And we gave him the space to becoming the best in what he was. But I can tell you that because we endured that 80 years that was a bit unstable, and then we started settling in, and we've come to a season where, oh, my father is heaven on earth. But some other people, the 80 years could be so thrilling, and then suddenly something strikes, and then it shakes. The storm comes in. Well, then you compare the past and the present, and you discover that the early years would have been extremely very smooth, and now you are in this that is challenging and testing, you know, your marriage, the marital resolve. And then you also, you remember that season two will pass and you get into a season. But most times, even to use my example, I would say, I'll sit back now and say, I bless God for everything that happened because it brought the best out of us.
Yeah, love it. So thank you so much. I want to ask you to recommend a book, but I'm not, because you've just spoken about one of your books. And I'm going to put the links of your phone number, your WhatsApp number, so they can contact your team. And then some of the names of your books as well, and the links and where my audience can get it from. I'm really excited about this conversation. I'm very happy about it. Thank you so much for coming and, you know, sharing so much. You said in the beginning that there's going to be so much fire. This place might burn. Yeah, and it's on fire. So thank you so much.
It brings fire extinguisher. Let's see how we can
bring it in. Yeah. So thank you so much. And to my viewers and to my listeners, I hope you enjoyed this conversation. If you did, I'd love to know in the comments.
Connected Minds Podcast.